Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Today's guest is one of our top high school coaches in the state of Louisiana out of the New Orleans area from De La Salle High School, Coach Graham Jarrett. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Coach, when we film this today, we're taping it, it's going to play the Friday after we're doing it. So it's not this week, just so our audience, we're going to, it's going to play on a Friday before your next game. So,
gotcha.
So we'll be talking in terms of what's going
on. Next week we're going to play Thursday night against Kenner Discovery.
Kenner Discovery. So it'll be current with the listeners listening. It'll be the week they're listening. So Kenner Discovery is and tell everybody, gotcha, Coach, where the game's going to be. Tell them where they can go to the game.
Yeah, so we're going to play Thursday night at Tad Gormley against Kenner Discovery at 6:30.
Okay.
And that's the start of our district play.
And they just got a win, too.
Yeah, they do. They have an interim head coach, and he's a good friend of mine. He coached at Hawnville forever. They're playing very well. We're looking to start district play, coming off of two very tough road wins. So we're looking to come home and play in front of our home crowd.
I had a chance to go to Coach's game this past week against East Ascension, and man, Coach, that was a war. I mean, that was a good old time, hard hitting, one of the hardest hitting games I've seen this year.
Yeah, it was a great game. I was very excited that we got them on the schedule. I know about them. You know, I know how big they are. I know how physical they are. And, you know, you want to kind of get your kids in that test to go up to East Ascension. What a great atmosphere. The student section there was awesome. Their band was loud. You know, it was a great playoff-type atmosphere. And so I like putting our kids in that situation so that way they're used to that in the playoffs. But I'll say East Ascension is the biggest team we'll see this year. At least in the regular season. I mean, they are humongous, both on the offensive line and defensive line.
Yeah, they averaged 300 pounds on O-line and had a couple of 6'5 kids, and I know their D-line is huge. They alternate a lot of guys, and they've got some good DBs. I think that was a good test for you throwing the ball too, huh, Coach?
Absolutely. We're still, still a work in progress. Coming into the season, we knew we were going to be strong in the running game. I didn't think we'd be as strong as we are and as dominant as we are. But when you have five senior offensive linemen, four of which are three-year returning starters, senior tight end, and then a senior running back, who I think is probably one of the best running backs in the state, I knew we were going to be very good in the run game. We were inexperienced at quarterback and young at receiver, and so – you know, it's been a work in progress. The problem is you play all these tough, very close games.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not the time to work the passing game.
Right.
We're going to run the ball and get PJ going and get the other running backs going and make sure we secure the win. But the passing game is continuing to improve.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more of Coach Graham Jarrett of De La Salle High School in New Orleans. We'll be right back. We're going to take a break. Quick break.
Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you.
Gros Savant Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savant Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours. Located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana, give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. We've got our guest today, our head high school coach at De La Salle High School in New Orleans. Graham Jarrett joins us. Coach, I want to talk about before the show's over, I'm going to mention some great players to come out of the school over the years and some famous people. There's a long list of people that are famous that have come out of the high school. But you're talking about the offensive line. And before we get to the big, highly recruited guys, I want to mention your smallest guy on the O-line because I think he deserves
mentioning because he's not a college prospect, but he is an incredible kid for his size, Josh Thornton.
Yeah, Josh is tremendous. When I got there last year, he was a converted fullback. So his sophomore year, he played at fullback, but he also snapped. And I got there, I moved him to center full time. And he is really the glue that keeps everything together. He makes all the calls. He keeps the big guys next to him in line, making sure they know who they're working to. And even though he is the smallest in stature, I think he's one of the most valuable because, you know, he gets everybody straight in terms of what we're going or, you know, who we're working to, what front they're in. And he does he does a great job for his size. I think he's only about 195 pounds on a good day. But he gives you every bit that he has.
Yeah, and I think it's important to mention those kids like that that are just great high school players that, that help you win. Another player who's got a chance to play college ball, really underrated, Justin Howard, number 55. I think he moves really well, Coach. Strong kid.
Yes, so I think he's one of the more athletic linemen I've coached. If you watch him on film and you see him releasing out on screens going to get cornerbacks, 30 yards away, he absolutely runs like a cat. And he's one of the strongest kids in our weight room. And so again, he's a 3-year starter. He played guard. And that's probably where he's going to play in college, guard and center. He snapped for us before in the past. So he's very versatile. He would be able to play all positions, but I would say of the big linemen, he is the most athletic of them.
Yeah. Close to 6'3", 285, can really move. Your center, Hunter Karakowski, who's another 6'3 kid, 280, 290. Also, I think he's one of the best in the state. Could be a guard center in college.
Yeah, so he's actually our left guard. His older brother, Holden, played center. He's actually playing at Southeastern. Hunter is the most physical lineman of the bunch. Everybody's got their own little, adjective. He is without a doubt the most physical lineman of the bunch. He tries to finish people on every play. You know, you watch film and us, you see him pulling around the tight end and tackle and just crushing outside linebackers and then trying to put them into the ground. So he's 6'3", 275, 280, and I think he's definitely going to be playing in college football. Another 3-year starter, to have him and Caden on the same side has been great. That's kind of been our more dominant side.
And then your biggest guy. He looks like Herman Johnson to me that played at LSU a few years ago, just thinner. Caden Jones, number 63, 6'8", all a 6'8", might be 6'9". I'm guessing 315, Coach. He looks about 250. He's built so well.
He is an absolute giant. Like, I tell this to everybody. Like, it's been – I don't know if I've ever walked up to an offensive lineman I've coached and had to look straight up at him. He is a giant.
A building.
And so when I got to De La Salle last year, he was a tall, thin D lineman that had got moved to the O line right before his sophomore year. And they kind of bounced him around and played tight end, played tackle, did different things. I got there for his junior year and put him at left tackle. This is where you're going to play. This is all you're going to do. You're going to be in this one stance, and this is all you're going to do. And again, he grew so fast. It's taken a while for him to kind of grow into his body, but his improvement from last year, his junior year to his senior, is one I have not seen. I mean, he has turned into a dominant offensive lineman. He is being recruited by everybody in the country because he is an absolute giant. He has great feet, and you can see the upside that he is. Yeah. You know, a young lineman getting better, and that's why everyone loves him. But this year, I mean, he's got some film, he's got some tape, some highlight tape, and he looks like a true dominant, you know, big D1 tackle. Like, he's trying to finish people. His pass sets are great. When him and Hunt double team on a 3-tech up to a back, I mean, it looks awesome. And again, that's only 1 year removed from his junior year, where that was really his first time playing left tackle. And so I think his improvement in college is going to be immense. I think he's going to be a very, very special player.
And Caden is going to blossom in college, and everybody that didn't recruit him is going to go, whoa, we could have had this guy. And then your last guy.
There's no doubt.
Number 65, another senior. I'm going to guess how you pronounce it. Enrique Natt? Is that how you say it, Coach?
It's Eric Natt.
Eric Natt.
Eric Natt. I know. It's spelled funny. Sometimes I joke with him and call him Knatt. yeah, so he's a senior. Last year, he rotated a little bit, and you know, in spring and in camp, he won the right guard spot. And again, his improvement from last year, kind of a rotational player, to this year being a solid starting guard for us. You know, I've been doing this for 19 years, either coaching O-line or coaching the offense. I have not had an offensive line that's been, you know, senior across the board, with, you know, four of them being three-year starters.
Yeah.
So this is a special, special group.
Coach, you're going to take another quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about Josh Scott, another extension of that O-line. We don't want to leave him out. Number 14, a great blocker, has good hands, can run. Man, he'll put you down, too, as a blocker. But talk about your P.J. Martin, your top running back, and your DBs and receivers. Got a special group here and some young guys coming back. We'll be right back.
If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center, located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen, our podcast, and we've got our coach, our guest from De La Salle High School in New Orleans, Graham Jarrett. Coach, some famous players that come out of the school before we go back to your team. Currently playing, Montrell Johnson's doing a heck of a job at Florida. Gums is doing a great job at Nickel State. It's running back you now from the high school. And then the late Marquise Hill, if you remember, played for the Patriots in the Super Bowl, LSU, 6'8" defensive end. And currently at Southeastern, I saw him on the sideline because his dad's on your staff, Chris Baxter, who's playing tight end at Southeastern.
Yeah, all great players. Chris Baxter being at Southeastern is awesome. I can't wait to be able to get to a game and watch him play fullback. Montrell and Gums, I didn't have the pleasure of coaching, but being a De La Salle alum and a fan of the program and Manali that came before me, I've watched them, and I'm very happy for them. And then Marquise Hill, we actually played against each other. I was a senior at De La Salle when he was a sophomore scout team player. And so I remember we used to go out at practice. And so, yeah, those are some great names that come out of De La Salle.
And I remember covering Coach in our magazine and when scouting Coach when he was an offensive lineman back in the day at the school. You were pretty good, Coach.
A long time ago.
You were pretty good back in the day.
Well, I appreciate it. It's given me the avenue to do this, so I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Played some college ball, believe what, for the Colonels, right?
I did. I played offensive line for 4 years at Nickel State.
Did a good job there.
And then from there.
Yeah, at Southland Conference.
Yeah, absolutely. I happened to leave right before Nichols kind of turned it around and won the conference championship. I already got into my coaching career. Yeah, so I graduated from Nichols in 2002 and then started coaching offensive line and teaching history at Brother Martin after that.
Man, we hope the Colonels can keep it going. They started 0-4, not where you want to be, but I know Rebo and Emma find a way to get it turned around at Nickel State and Thibodeau. I want to continue on, Coach, with your team, Josh Scott, who's a big-time blocker for you, fullback, tight end. I mean, he's 240. He's put together, strong kid. I'm impressed by Josh Scott.
Oh, he has been tremendous. So last year he was the second tight end to Chris Baxter. Chris Baxter was the first tight end. He would come in when we went into our two tight end sets, and then so you know Baxter was one of our best blockers, and so losing him was a big loss. And Josh Scott has definitely filled that void. He is a converted quarterback, so that's why he wears number 14. He used to be a quarterback.
Wow.
And he just got bigger and bigger and stronger and stronger, and so we finally moved him to tight end fullback, and he has absolutely blossomed. I think Josh Scott and Troy Williams, our other player, our fullback, are just just as responsible for the success our running game has and PJ has had as the O-line. If you watch our film this year, they're in almost on every snap. They are setting the edge for PJ. They're down blocking our defensive ends and linebackers and allowing pullers to get through. They have been awesome. But Scott, as a senior, again, another returning starter up front to help us in the run game.
And I hope somebody offers him a chance to play college ball, because he was born to block in college as a fullback, Josh Scott. I want to mention PJ Martin, your senior running back, number two. Coach, I saw him at the up close when I saw you against East Ascension. What impresses me about Patrick is his burst. Man, when he hits the hole, it's like a rocket. I mean, he's got that college D1 burst they're looking for. He's tough, real tough.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best backs I've ever coached. And the thing is, he can do everything. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can run in between the tackles for tough physical yards, as you saw Friday night. He can get outside of the perimeter as well as block. I mean, there's times where he's the lead blocker for the other running back. And he's just an unselfish teammate. Again, I think more people would know about him had he not had an injury last year, because he was really on pace to kind of do this stuff last year, even though we had kind of a shortened season because of the storm.
Yeah.
But before he got hurt in the Landry game, I mean, he was averaging probably 170, 200 a game. And people were, starting to take notice. We hadn't even gotten into our district play where he would have obviously blown up even more. And I think that was one of the pieces we missed in the playoffs. We went up to, we went to Turling to beat a good Turling team in the playoffs, which was great. But when we went to U High, I felt that's what we missed. I thought the line blocked pretty well. We had one running back who was, pretty good, and he did a good job for us. But we were missing that spark in the backfield, to try to get through U High in the playoffs.
Before we take a break, I want to mention some more famous graduates from De La Salle. Carl Hankton, that played a long time for the Carolina Panthers, signed with LSU out of high school. Chris Horton was a defensive back. Tad Jones, author, musician, historian, founder of Tipitinas. And I didn't know this, Mark Norman, stand-up comedian and actor, was a graduate of De La Salle. And former Congressman David Vitter and several politicians have come out of De La Salle High School. We're going to take a break and come back and talk more with Coach Graham Jarrett from De La Salle High School in New Orleans. We'll be right back.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen, of the podcast. I want to tell everybody, go to YouTube and like YouTube. That's helping us grow. And you can get our TV shows on YouTube. Just go like it. It's free to do that. And you'll get future, it'll show you in your box what our shows that are coming out every week. We do three a week. Today we have Coach Graham Jarrett from De La Salle High School in New Orleans. I want to mention, and Coach didn't know this, and I almost forgot to mention it, but in 1989, they were filming the movie JFK in New Orleans about the former president, John F. Kennedy, and I happened to hang out right out of high school because my cousin was working casting for the TV business, and the open casting was held, can you guess where it was held, Coach, on a Saturday morning for extras? Who held the
De La Salle High School?
De La Salle High School held the open casting for JFK.
I remember that. I actually lived right by De La Salle, and there was a line wrapped around the building several times for that. I do remember that.
And I was sitting behind a table. I was sitting behind a table. I thought I was a big shot at 18 years old, just holding cue cards for those guys coming in. So I thought, I was like, oh, man, this is cool. But, Coach, continuing on with your team, there's so many guys to mention. Let me run through some of you guys that deserve mention, then we want to talk about a couple of key players. But other starters for you, Kobe Coleman, defensive tackle, Michael Griffin, defensive tackle. You've got other players, Mark Dix, a quarterback that plays for you, another quarterback you've got that comes in, Evan Arsenault, and then you've got, Kenneth Vaughn, a big-time DB, Michael Thomas, a big-time linebacker, Jordan Scott, a big-time senior linebacker. Those are a lot of guys I wanted to mention for you. But the two guys I wanted to get your comments on that I thought were phenomenal, and I saw them last year, but I saw them in person this year, Lance Joseph, your DN, who's super fast and mean. 6'2", 240, 250. I don't know what he can run. And then your other linebacker, Kedrick Richardson, who's only a junior, that reminds me of some of those smaller, shorter defense linebackers like Devin White of LSU. I mean, those two guys are incredible.
Yeah, so Lance Joseph is one of those guys that really, really grew into his own in the offseason. Last year, he rotated defensive end. He's always been an athletic D lineman, but he has not really kind of put it all together. And this year, you look at him, I mean, he's one of the first guys you want to get off the bus. He looks impressive. He has been dominating in just about every game. There are very few offensive linemen who are athletic enough to keep up with him, and he's also big and strong enough to bull rush and get inside. So he is one of many of our D linemen that have done a great job this year. And then Kedrick has been playing since he's a freshman. He's just like a ball of muscle. He's the strongest kid on the team, pound for pound. And he's played inside linebacker for so long. He's so instinctive. Teams try to run the ball on us, and he, you know, they're sending tight ends and fullbacks at him, and he's just tossing them off like they're children.
Yeah.
and he's one of the more physical players that we have. Our run defense is really led by him and our other inside linebacker, Michael Thomas Jr., the senior, and then the interior lineman. Like, I would say the two strengths of our team are obviously our running game on offense and our run defense has been dominant. Both of those have been dominant all season.
I want to mention Jason Banks plays a lot for you at running back. Also, Derek Irvin's a big-time recruit for next year for 224, big-time corner number one. Tim Maxson's also a big-time player coming up, only a junior, DN number nine. LeVar Fortenberry's a really good receiver for you. Jeremiah Wills, another running back that plays. Montez Randall, another DB. I mean, you got a lot of guys coming back. Matthew Big
Yeah, I think
Betty.
Our defense. Matthew Beattie's a phenomenal baseball player and also plays safety. Got a great interception Friday night, toe tapping on the 1 yard line. Yeah, our defense should be very dominant for the next 2 years because we do lose a couple of guys like Lance and Michael and Kenny Vaughn, but everybody else on defense is coming back. We also lose Kobe Coleman, a senior D tackle who's been phenomenal for us. Another guy you haven't mentioned, which you will mention soon, is Dominique McGill. He's the other defensive end. He's only a sophomore. He's a freakish athlete. I mean, a freak. We probably could line him up at receiver and throw balls to him. But, you know, for us, the best place to have him at defensive end, I think he's going to be an outside linebacker at the next level. And he's probably, you know, one of our best athletes on our team. So he's only a sophomore defensive end. He's going to be wrecking havoc for the next 3 years.
Yeah, a lot of other guys. You even got a Jaden Eagley that comes in and plays D-line, a young guy I was impressed with, nose guard, sophomore. A lot of talent coming
Absolutely.
Back. Coach, before we go, I just want to thank some of my sponsors, the Bug Man, Pest Control Company, John Harvey Toyota, Gros Savon, Medin's Collision Center. Be sure to support these companies. They're supporting us to do these three shows a week. And Coach, I appreciate everything you do for high school football. And any final thoughts before we go?
Yeah, well, Lee, I'd like to thank you for having me on the show. I love what you do. I know everybody gets excited to look at the magazine when it comes out and everything that you do for high school football in our area, if not the entire state. You know, a lot of people get their information from you to find out those teams in the up north that they might not know. They do their scout reports by looking at your material. And I'm just excited about our season. We had a tough five non-district stretch. And we got through it 5-0. We're about to start our district right now. And so we're going to use that time to, you know, improve on things that we can improve on and make sure that we're healthy. And then looking forward to getting into the playoffs with a high seed, you know, hopefully on the right side of the bracket. And, you know, as of right now, this seems like kind of a special year that is starting for us.
Yeah, I think you got a special team, Coach. Got a lot of potential. I'm pulling for you guys to go a long way. I think y'all have that chance again to do that. And I also want to mention you mentioned the magazine. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com to get a preview magazine. And, Coach, right now me and Coach are working on getting magazines for the Booster Club at De La Salle. So the parents there. Pretty soon we'll be trying to get that set up. Coach, don't go anywhere. I'm going to end the show. Don't hang up. But everybody catch this show. It's a Friday show.
We'll have it out before the game. We'll try and have it out before the pregame meal so Coach can listen to it and his staff. It'll be out early Friday. And we hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll see everybody on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.